wear short shorts. There's one. Satan, through religion, has affected people so much about what they wear and they don't wear and what they look like and what they don't look like until everyone is condemned. If they wear it, they're condemned. If they don't wear it, they're condemned. They never are sure whether they're righteous before God. And it doesn't make a bit of difference with me, or it doesn't make any difference with God. I'll be plain with you. It does not make a bit of difference with God. I don't care what you think about it. And I can prove it to you. You want me to prove it to you? You want me to prove it to you? You want me to? The most righteous people there were people that were naked. They didn't have a stitch of clothes on, Adam and Eve. Now, I'm not preaching for nudity. Because you have to wear them for a testimony. God gives you wisdom for a testimony. But it has testimony. It has nothing to do with your righteousness whatsoever. Your clothes are your testimony. They have nothing to do with your righteousness. Do they? Boy, that'd make a religious person boy when I was broken. I broke a church slap open one time making that statement. Ooh, they started to throw me out and God broke them wide open. You remember it, Brother Gary. Ooh. 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 Your righteousness is of Christ. Come on, Skip. Let me lay hold on you. I'll get you and Pat together. I'm not promoting a thing. I'm just doing what the Lord told me to do, and that's all I'm going to do. But don't let the devil go to talking to you and hush your mouth, Satan. What I see, and that's all I can do, you know. When I see what I see, all I can do is just see what I see. All I can do is live but what I see and hear. That's what it is. See, said it'd take a little, it took a little while to get a break, get loose and anointing. Yes, and it will with you too. But once you get free and anointing, you've got it made. No. Ha! Come on, Brother Gus. You need a slap of that too, brother. Look at him now. No. You remember Paul? Everybody watch me. You remember Paul when he sent scars out from his body? Made him every whit whole. You remember that in the scripture? Watch this. Come on, Teresa. Joanne, you can be next. You're next. Come on. Oh. all going to move into this thing now. Sure, you're going to do this. When you're going to get your, you're going to start out with your hand on your chest. You're going to get it moving your whole body. When you go out and touch people, listen, when you go out and touch people or talk to them, you want them to, that blood to wash through you, that love to wash through you, and that grace. Watch this. Catch it there, somebody. Watch it. You want just to be able to move. Sure you do, don't you? Or do you want to struggle with them and try to get them delivered? You want to do it God's way. Don't you want to? Come on, Brother Wayne. How about being able to just stand off this far? Well, stand way back there, Wayne. Somebody get ready to catch me. Watch me now. How about being able, everybody watch. How about being able to walk, look at you, put your eyes on a person that you're going to talk to, get ready to talk to them, go up to them. How about just being able to do this before you go up to them? Watch it. How about then go on up to them, talk to them? Okay? I don't believe it's that way. Maybe you're not even blowing at them at all. Maybe you just, maybe just before you go up there, you just confess. Watch. Say, am I going to be able to do it that easy to first start with? No, you'll develop this ability in you by the anointing, won't you? Is this the way you'll do it? First thing you know, you'll just be exuding. You just walk by. Just walk by. Ooh, I felt something strange in that fella. But it sure did feel good. Sure felt good. Is this the way you're going to move among people? Is it? Move among people this way. Are you going to move among people this way? See, the day of full vengeance of God is upon Satan and flesh working in his people. Absolutely. It's upon disobedient man. Your presence, your touch, actually destroys Satan. Catch him there. All they have to do is have their heart right. And they got it made. That's it. See there? Keep hands on him there, brother. Somebody lay hands on him, Sister Gates. Right on, help him there. They may be scared to death of him. Like that brother, he's scared to death of me. He didn't know what was going on. I don't blame him. But his heart was right. God wasn't looking on. He's not looking at what's wrong with you. He loved, God so loved the world, he gave his son. Is that not enough love for you? That he gave his only son, is that enough love for you? Sure it is. Catch him there, somebody. I don't know what happened to that fella, do you? I could have run over there and made a loud noise and scared him plumb out of the building because they were scared to death. They didn't understand what was going on. Just like you were at first night, you didn't know exactly what was going on. You felt something, didn't you? But you about half scared to death, weren't you? I don't blame you. It scared me, too. But he wasn't looking at that scaring. He was looking at your heart. And you was hungry. And you were obedient-hearted. and he's ready to deliver you. Because he knew that fear had to go. The moment your spirit hits you, that cast out that fear. Oh, 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 I'm going.
Isaiah, the 53rd chapter.
Bye.
Lord as a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer, he is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken of my people was his triumph. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich. I shall make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper. Shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the grave, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of me, and made intercession for Isaiah 54, 54th chapter. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, think on thy courts, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shall thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman, forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of you when thou for a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. A little wrath as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountain shall depart, and the hill be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou comforted, behold, I will lay thy stone with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphire. And I will make thy windows of agate, and thy gates of carbuncle, and all thy borders of shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou I shall be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from peril, for I shall not come near unto thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall, what I say. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created created the waste to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall. Judgment I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Thank you.
we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was open on his mouth. He is broad as a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer. He is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken of my people was his triumph. And he made
Isaiah 54, 54th chapter. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child. Far more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shall be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame. Shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts. God of the whole earth shall he be called, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment I have forsaken thee, but we little wrath,
hid my face with thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto thee. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord. Against thee shall fall, for thy sake.
that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against me shall. Judgment I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. Surely he has borne our grief Transgression.